New year, new look. Make 2022 the year your kitchen gets tunified. From a quick refresh to a full remodel, Kitchen Tune-Up offers five services to meet your goals and budget. Visit kitchentuneup.com or call 810-488-9778 now to request a free in-home estimate. Let Kitchen Tune-Up help you love your kitchen again.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, he is arguably the best tennis player in the world, and he may or may not get to play in the Australian Open, all because of his vaccination status. Talking about Novak Djokovic. Joining us right now with the latest on this continuing saga, ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Rivers in London. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, there's got so many twists and turns and so many elements. It's got the pandemic element. It's got politics thrown in the mix, elite sports going for the world record of Grand Slams, et cetera. It's got everything.
It really does.
A great movie. The movie so far down the road. We thought this thing was sorted out on Monday when the Federal Circuit Court Judge Anthony Kelly said, nope, you can have your visa back. You can go practice. You can go into a nice hotel. You can get ready for the tournament. But apparently, under Australian laws, it's almost as if that the hearing shouldn't or didn't even have to happen, because Australia's Immigration Minister Alex Hawke can overturn it if he so desires. And he says he'll make his decision tomorrow. So that'll happen on Wednesday, Australian time, because guess what? We got the draw on Thursday. So if he's going to be in the draw on Thursday, he's got to know what's shaking out on Wednesday, and if he'll be striking a ball on Monday or Tuesday. So, yes, it's everything to play for still in a big chapter to be written tomorrow.
It seems unlikely that he won't play in this tournament. I mean, like you said, this is elite sports. This is a world record on the line. I mean, this is a big deal. And yet it all really does come down to his vaccination status and whether or not Australia wants to let him play.
Well, and it also boils down to the fact that if Australia says we have one and only one policy, two vaccination shots, that's if you don't have it, don't even mm-hmm. bother. You get into this kind of never land of medical exceptions. And under that, say you had a severe reaction to a shot that might allow you into the country, or a medical exception could be I had a positive COVID test, a PCR test, within the last 6 months.
Right.
And Djokovic says, yes, that ticks the box. I had one on the 16th of December in Serbia. So, that fulfills your little get-out-of-jail clause. So, you made up the rules, not me. Don't try to push me out of the country. If you didn't want those exceptions embedded in your policy, well, you should never have put them in there in the first place.
Meanwhile, he is still working out, practicing, sort of approaching this as if he is going to play.
Oh, very much so, yeah. He's got his team there. He's got his trainer. He's got his chef. He's got his coaching staff. He really wants to go for it. As you well know, he's kind of tied with Rafa and Federer at 20 slams. And, this is kind of the gimme for him. He's got nine of his titles at the Australian. If he could go one better, he would have the all-time record for the men's side as far as slams go. And, boy, the momentum off of that, then going into the French, he could still have a few more to put under his belt.
Tremendous athlete, no doubt about it. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Tom, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Take care.
Bye-bye.